This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
I have a quick moral dilemma that I need to like throw on you guys.
And, well, we are definitely the people to talk to about that.
Well, at least one of you are.
I noticed you didn't look at me.
When I'm looking for a moral compass, you're not exactly
what?
True north.
Right.
So I was walking out of the grocery store, and there was an older woman. She's not old. I suck at age. She's 60, maybe upper 50s, 60. She's not infirmed or whatever, but that's going to make a difference at some point in the story. She's like trying, like humping out more groceries than she's getting. Like there's Mountain Dew falling off the bottom of the cart. There's all this crap. So I don't know what came over me, but I decided to ask her if she needed help.
And is that how you asked?
I said, "Do you need any help?"
Okay.
And because I'm like,
that's very nice of you.
Yeah. I know. And I'm like, I'm in a hurry and I'd already hit order on Starbucks. So I didn't have a ton of time, but I'm willing to throw it right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Groceries. Get this moving along. I got my Starbucks.
And she's like, yes, can I use your phone? Like instantly. Ooh. Her first word, not like, my goodness, young man. But like, yes, can I use your phone? Thank you, Amber, for that. That right there tells me I'm okay. Like,
you helped her out.
Listen to the way the sound Amber is making. That sound says you don't give your, like, I feel like you don't give your phone to people.
You don't.
Wait. You didn't ask, can I help you with the cart? You asked,
can I we're going to get down in the semantic weeds.
Oh, here we go.
It's clear what I was asking her. Like she's
pushing out groceries that are falling everywhere. Obviously, he was talking about that.
But obviously, she didn't need help with that. She needed help with the phone. That's why when you asked, do you need any help, just generic, she needed help with the phone.
So it's my fault that I asked the question wrong?
Yeah.
That's your statement, sir?
You should have been a little bit more specific, because she wouldn't have, can I help you with the cart?
Specifically, may I help pick up the Mountain Dew that's falling off?
Because she wouldn't have asked you to help with the phone, but she went to the phone.
Would you give your phone to anybody?
Absolutely not. In fact, I had it.
You don't get to do that.
But it was kind of on you. You just threw out help, and she goes, yeah, I need a phone. You denied her help. You asked her. She told you what she needed, and then you said no.
Has anyone ever gone up to you and been like, can I help you specifically load this one bag of groceries into your car? Like, what?
It's implied what I meant by help. It's implied that I meant just with the groceries.
But she didn't need help with that. She needed help with the phone. And so
I'm not comfortable with that.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, I just need to call my daughter to help with the groceries. And I'm just like, well, so I don't know if her daughter was driving around the parking lot or whatever, but I'm not going to let her call. Then her daughter's got my number.
You're right.
Or she could type in a number that could be a scam thing.
Donate money to
maybe she was a little more nimble than you thought she was. She'd be running off with it. I don't know.
This is an iPhone 7. iPhone 7.
Points.
I don't care. She can have it. I want the 11.
Please take it, actually.
But everything you said is spot on. But, however, you asked if she needed help. She told you what she needed, and you denied her.
Has anybody ever asked you?
So I was late night. I was an ATM, there was this lady that was using the ATM. So I parked my Jeep, and just I could see her legs. When she's done, she walks away wherever she goes. Then I know it's my turn. She wouldn't leave. She kept standing around. Finally, she started to walk away. I got out of the Jeep. She came walking up to me and says, I couldn't understand what she said. And I go, are you having problems? So she goes, phone, it won't give you my phone back. And she kept pointing at the ATM. And I said, your phone or your card? She goes, yes, my card. Can I use your phone? Because she wanted to call the bank because it ate her card.
Sketchy.
Yeah. So I'm
and
dealing with,
you.
So we're dealing with ATMs and money and phones. I just said, I can't do that. In fact, thanks for letting me know that it's eating cards. I'll go use a different ATM.
So you left.
And I left. Yeah.
But you, when you said, do you have a problem, that's almost the same as saying, do you need help?
You did! That's almost the same. What is your problem? She tells me her problem, and I went, okay.
Then here's my problem. We as a society will never help another human being with anything ever again.
You should not.
Tell me what... Like,
you're opening yourself up to all this new liability.
There was a woman who looked like Amber stranded on 225, staring down at her flattened tire. And I went careening by her the other day.
Good man.
And I was like, I can help. There's not a lot of cars on the road because everybody's kind of...
You did the right thing.
If I get out, Amber, look at her face. If you don't know me,
yeah.
Shaved head dude gets out, skinny jeans and chucks on and starts walking up to you, you're getting pepper spray or whatever.
I'm
or
on gun. The defense or, already.
Yes.
Yep. For sure.
So then I can't help you. Then who can help her?
In other words, dude, you did her a favor by not stopping to help her. And you did yourself a favor.
How did I do her a favor?
Because you would have freaked her out. She would have thought you were coming to rape her.
All he had to do is talk and then she'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's Amber.
Can I help you?
So the consensus is don't give the woman, like...
Don't give anybody any help.
Yeah, I don't help anyone ever.
Ever again.
Okay, so having established that we're not going to help people, never mind on what I was going to talk about.
What?
There's a Venmo/TikTok challenge where you help somebody out, and I thought we could pull it off.
Oh, I could do this one. I just can't. I'm short, and I'm tiny. Like, I can't lift anything. I can't reach anything.
Soccer, Steve, I'll use my influencer cred, but don't make me lift.
Right.
So I don't understand how it works, but it's like a TikTok challenge using Venmo.
Uh-huh.
And you somehow, like, pool money together through Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And then tip it.
Yes. Pay it forward, if you will.
So it's not, it's sort of a really nice gesture, but you're not even using your own money, sort of. I mean, you got to throw
you're getting the credit, but everyone else is helping you with the, okay.
But so it's like the three of us, say we wanted to have a show meeting at a restaurant near here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we roll in and we're like, we all commit that we're going to each tip like $50 before we go in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we go, we want to change some server's life. Venmo us. We're going in tomorrow at 7:00.
Oh.
Venmo us.
And whatever you can. Yeah. $2, $15. And then you get all the money together and then you record. Or I don't know if you video it.
A restaurant in Virginia Beach, somebody was visiting from Ohio and they saw, it's called the Venmo Challenge. I saw it on TikTok. Where they give back to their community. He raised $650 through his Venmo account and gave it to the server as a tip.
I think that's cool. The only thing, it kind of sounds like we're doing this for our purposes and we don't really care about
it. But we do care because somebody's going to get...
She's going to benefit in the end, or he, but
yes.
We're doing this as our own... Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
Yeah.
So clear.
So are we... And then my biggest question is, can we go... with our current social climate... if we went to like Ocean Prime is right there. Is that too hoity toity? Do we got to go to a dive bar?
Oh.
Is that better? Do we got to do it at a Starbucks? Would we catch flack for doing it at a nicer place or would it be better to do it at a?
Because we're assuming that staff makes more money and tips.
Who are we allowed to tip right now? Tip
or
big.
Should it be somebody that you like? You go to your Starbucks and you love that barista. And you just know that she's down on her luck right now, and so you want to help her out.
She told you that she's down on her luck.
I know.
Right
and did
now.
The physical
yes.
prompt and touched me and did all the little tricks that waitresses use on men.
Yes.
How did you know all that happened?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.